entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Never left. We're right back with you. Sydney and talking. Keith is texted on the phone. It's perfect. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com here on Heroes Talk. Thing you do with your is the place to be. It's a magical wonderland. It's a fantasy cavalcade and all that stuff. Things are a little bit different. You can't call. You can't talk to us in a chat room. We're self-absorbed. We're going to sit and talk and figure stuff out. And who knows how this thing's going to evolve or how long it's going to last for. I figured 6 to 8 minutes at best. My name's Chris.
And he's healthy as ever.
I need a cough button. Joining me as always, my lover, my life mate, my partner, my friend, it's Keith.
Hello, everybody.
You took my line.
Could you be a little less awkward?
Hello, everybody. My name is Keith. I'm part of the show, too.
Awesome. You're in your big boy chair.
I'm in a little bit of a big boy chair.
You just got another text. You got to get to that. More awesome. So he's a little bit occupied at the moment. He can take everything he calls. Awesome. Because it's professionalism at its finest. And where else do we go for professionalism at its finest other than to Best in Show and its special friend James? Hi, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I had nothing to do with the production of this show other than to move the microphone away from us.
I'm going to say that I don't know what you're talking about because I think the camera looks terrific.
Yes.
I think the audio sounds nice. Yes. I think we're doing a professional return to the airways, or whatever it was.
The set design I had something to do with.
Yes, absolutely. You did. You definitely did. All right, so we tried. We tried, guys. Okay, we did our comeback show, and that's it. And we'd like to thank you for joining us. You know, Keith and I actually talked about that earlier, the idea of actually, you know, the big build-up, here's the comeback, let's do 3 minutes. Like, hey, so what's happened over the past year? Nothing really. All right, see you guys later, and just not do anything else with it.
I think we should call the show You Asked For It. Here it is.
this is what you wanted.
Oh, awesome. I don't know, so obviously we're doing things different. We're changing things a little bit.
But the effort's not lacking.
Oh God, it's
the amount of preparation and pre-production.
Exactly like it used to be. Just nothing changes in that regard at all.
We are relentless, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Without question. I mean, the idea of doing a live show was something that we were always big into, and doing the chat and getting involved with everybody.
But everybody didn't want to get involved with us.
No one wanted to get involved with us at times. That is true.
Yeah, you can't call right now. That's the drawback.
That's the bummer. So the person who wasn't going to call, you still can't call.
That guy that pranked us once, he can't call now. Jokes on him.
Germfree can't call anymore. But I don't know. We'll see how this evolves. We'll see what we're going to do with it. We haven't figured out yet. Like we talked about the idea of, are we still going to do a 2-hour show? Are we going to do an hour show? Are we going to do a half hour show?
This is the first time the three of us have been in a room together since the last show, right?
Literally.
I've seen you a bunch. I've seen you a few times, but we haven't actually.
We've been
in the same room.
Literally have been talking about getting together to talk about how we were going to do the show, and the first time the three of us were in the room, just like you said, is, what, 30 minutes ago when you walked in the door?
It's magic.
Yeah, and just like that, we snap right back into it. It's been fun. So this is episode 248, I believe, of Best in Show, without missing a beat. Isn't this an episode?
I think so. What's the storyline?
This one is
it's Three Idiots Meet Still Have Nothing to Say.
It's a very special episode. Idiots Meet.
Oh, what's wrong with me? Thing.
You're a real jerk. I don't know. What's going on? Why haven't we done a show in 8 months, 9 months, and then after we took a year off and then came back to do four shows, and then
so we did shows in 2012.
We did a few.
I feel like that was.
I'd say it's mainly because of Chris. I, think that's really the only reason why we don't do shows.
I blame most of my problems on him, so why not throw this into the
Okay. bucket? What do you mean by it's because of Chris? Could we get into this? Could we have a little session here?
Well, I guess it's the typical thing. Getting any response out of you is like is near impossible most of the time. You're too busy gallivanting and losing weight and becoming a fashion magnet and buying shoes and slacks and skinny jeans that maybe your phone doesn't fit in your skinny jean pockets anymore. So
I will not contest any of the points that you're making about my new...
But you look fantastic, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel so complimented the way that you delivered that. I definitely don't contest any of... I can't contest any of it. I disappear. I go off the grid. I vanish. This is the first time that I'm in my apartment, which, by the way, the new Best in Show Studios, for now at the very least, is my new apartment.
We are such journeymen when it comes to where we do shows. Let's
full circle. We've gone full circle.
It's like old MMA. You don't know until an hour before.
Well, like where the underground fight's going to be.
Yes.
So you get a call from a guy about a thing.
Yes.
Bare knuckle matches.
Yeah. That's why nobody listens.
That must be it. That must be it. Yeah, we went from my old house to... Yeah, that was it.
Gigs.
Yeah. No, we went to Giggs's cousin's house. Then we went to Giggs's house.
Then we went to Brian's house.
Then we went to Brian's house.
Then my office.
Then we went to my house very briefly.
Then we went to Keith's house.
Then we went to your office.
Then we went to your office, and that was it.
Okay. So this is
And
seven.
We briefly Lucky discussed seven. Doing it at South Beach.
Well, that's right.
That never came to fruition.
That's right.
But this isn't... Is this Lucky Seven, or was Bottomley's counting there as well?
I wouldn't consider
one
live
event. Well, then
we
have to count Sweet and Vicious and Ron Hill's house as well. So.
Sweet and Vicious, we didn't do a live show. Oh, we did.
So this is technically the 10th place we've recorded
but
the
show. But we did actually have serious discussion of having the show regularly be at Bottomley's, that being a venue.
Yeah. That was the last show that we did before the first break that we had. The last show we did was supposed to be the first of let's start doing the show here, and instead it was just I didn't want
was it
to
well I was the one that was dead set against it and was refusing to budge, and then I suggested why don't we do like a Christmas Eve show at Bottomley's and maybe see I warmed up to the idea a little bit. And nobody warmed up to the idea of coming.
Yeah, that was true. It was an interesting...
Well, the Bottomley's regulars were there for a little while until we started talking, and then some of them left.
They got really annoyed because there was a football game on. It was a Thursday night football game that we were talking over, and we were going over the speakers
in the
ball.
Yeah, it was the Jaguars, all right? Get over it.
Jaguars.
It was the Jaguars and the Panthers.
Jaguars.
Are you joking?
Their offense was terrible.
Bro. And so we've toured. We've toured around, we've done some things.
You know what, I pulled us away from the juicy parts that some people are gonna be mad when we were blaming you.
What juice is that? There's no juice. How far will you go to get it?
No, I mean I was the same way. I was frustrated with the how the show was going and the no planning and
we just weren't.
We would set up the show in 5 minutes, and we'd do the show, and then everyone would be.
And we've obviously remedied that. Look how good things are now.
Well, I think each of
it's
us
like getting
was
back
not looking forward.
It's like getting back with an ex-girlfriend. And, it's a bad relationship, but you love her.
Yeah, all right.
It's like, all right, let's try it again and see what happens.
And then you realize you shouldn't have, which is what I call today.
And the sex is great, but you don't get along outside of it.
Yeah.
So this is our sex.
What is the equivalent of the great sex?
This.
Yeah, I'm lost on that too because I don't know what we're doing here.
Oral sex.
Oh, it's the oral part. I missed out on that.
No, I think basically what happened is we didn't like. By the way, I've turned this into a documentary about
this. Behind the Music, Best in Show. Didn't we do this? When we came back at the beginning of last year?
We do it every time, because we always end the show.
We always
we fight like bitches constantly and end the show and then come back. We have a big comeback.
But we don't actually fight.
No, because when we're not doing the show, we get along great.
I don't think we
have... This tends to more with me and Chris. When me and Chris aren't doing the show, we seem to get along better. Once the show starts, like, I already hate him.
Let's be honest. You and I speak friendly, but we speak much more infrequently now than
we text.
We text.
But you've been off the grid a lot more than usual.
Yeah, I've fallen off. My life has changed pretty dramatically over this year. And again, we'll get into that juicy stuff later.
If you look at the last year, and only took that year, it would appear like James and I were good friends, and you were a guy I kind of knew in the amount that. Not that we're not good friends, but
we've talked a lot more.
Yeah,
this
we tell
past
almost
year.
On a daily basis about you know, the Mets suck. Oh, they still suck.
They
still suck.
Almost as bad as my chair that James is about to fall through, but I see busting at the seams.
That's why my posture is so poor right now, because if I sit up straight, I'll go through the chair.
Awesome.
But regardless of all that.
Irregardlessly,
we are back.
Yes, we are. Yeah, it's been
a wonderful year.
It has been a wonderful year.
Let's cue that up.
And we will do it all on post. It's actually playing right now. You guys hear that? That's Sheer Terror. Good song.
Then we should go over some of the stuff that we missed. There's an election coming up.
That's true.
It looks like it's going to be Obama and Romney.
Excellent.
And then also there was an election. Obama won.
What's
Ron
that?
Paul has a chance.
That's true. Ron
He's
Paul
got a
has
real
had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then Obama won the election.
Right.
There was an election after that.
Who won the Super Bowl?
There
hasn't been one since we did the
last
show.
We talked about the Giants. James was at a bar mitzvah.
Has there been a Super Bowl since the last show?
Yeah, we talked about the Yeah.
Not since the last show. It happened.
Oh no, not since the last show. Our last show was right after the Super Bowl, I believe.
Well, let's go through it. What are the things that have happened over the past year that obviously we need to touch base on that people who are watching this dumb podcast
don't know yet.
Yeah, haven't figured out.
The San Francisco Well, if you get your news from us, the San Francisco Giants won the World Series again.
Congratulations.
Thoughts
and prayers.
Lots of bad stuff happened that we don't need to talk about.
I literally have not watched the news because I can't see anything bad about kids happening ever.
And not because anyone's going to be inappropriate, because Brian's not here.
That's true.
But just because, you know, you're not getting your news from Best in Show. You're getting your news from Best in Show.
Kill yourself.
On cam, though.
I was just going to say hurt yourself a little bit.
Okay, so we got those things happen. What else has happened? Anything else?
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
Mm.
I lost weight, gained it back. You lost weight, kept it off.
I actually gained
James
weight.
James never really gains weight.
No.
He's
gained fit weight. He's gained muscle
mass.
Well,
he gained... Yeah, I don't
know. I also gained a little bit. I've been eating bad the last couple of months.
But. Yes. I eat like a champ. I wasn't just eating Doritos jacked on the couch as I was looking at stuff over the couch.
With the protein packed. That's the jack there. The weightlifters Doritos.
Exactly. It's muscle milk. It's the muscle milk of chips. Yeah, I actually gained a bunch of weight back and then lost a bunch of weight. I'm actually now like my lightest, and I couldn't tell you how long.
High school?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that. Let's see.
You're all playing weight.
Let's see. I've lost my family since the last time we've had a show. Did I forget that part? As we were saying, this is my new apartment.
Come on, I said nothing bad.
That's true. Yeah, I am no longer a happily married man. Such is life. These things happen.
When were you happily married last?
Oh, sometimes. There were times. There were good times, and there were bad times more often. But yeah, so I'm no longer... I guess I'm still married because the paperwork hasn't gone through yet, but I'm no longer married. I've lost my privileges to drive in New York State since the last time that we've done a show because I've acquired my second DWI. Congratulations. Yes, I know. Shameful. I should be very proud of it. And actually, the main reason why I've lost all the weight that I've lost is I am now clean and sober again. I haven't had a drink in just about 6 months. Classy. Smart. Yeah, don't do that. Honestly, the worst thing ever in the history of the world. And,
I haven't had one all day.
We're going to change that now. We're going to change it right here on the show. That's it. That's it. Goodbye. I'm done doing a show. No, I mean, my life has gone pretty much insane over the past year.
You've had a complete transformation.
Yeah, that has everything to do with me going off the grid, between the not drinking, between the getting in trouble, between not living at home anymore, having a new home, a new thing that I call home. It's different. Life has been different for me, so that's why things have been crazy for me, which would be why, when you say Chris is the main reason why this doesn't happen anymore, I definitely take responsibility for why I've vanished and why I'm not available for anything. But we're changing that now, because I got a bottle of Jameson right here, and we're going to be fine.
We did spend a few months going back and forth right after the show ended, talking about what we need to do, and we just kind of blew off the idea, I think, because all of us were just a little bit... Not frustrated, I guess frustrated would be the word, but we weren't, I guess we didn't have an idea where the show was going or what we were really doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. We were forcing ourselves to show up in a place that we didn't want to be.
I think we all wanted to do it, we just didn't, we didn't have a good idea of what we were doing, so once we got there...
We all wanted the romanticized idea of doing it. Actually doing it is a different issue.
And then I think after we stopped doing it for a little while, we forced ourselves, let's take a few months off to make sure when we come back and do it again, we're doing it right. and I guess it got to the point where I would talk to Keith about it. Keith would talk to Chris about it. I would talk to Chris about it. But we never actually, all three of us...
It's totally insane that I didn't think of that until you brought it up on you. The fact that this is literally the first time the three of us have been in a room together after talking for the past whatever 6 months, saying, "Yeah, when are we going to bring the show back? When are we going to bring the show back? When are we going to bring the show back? How are we going to do it? What's the format? How are we doing it?" And we said, "Oh yeah, we'll go out to a bar one night. We'll hang out. We'll talk, and we'll come up with a plan." And that bar turned into, all right, showing up here and doing the show.
And the plan turned into 16 different camera and microphone ideas. Until we had to be like, all right, let's just start rolling because some of us have to leave at certain times. Yeah. So this is the product we have.
It's high quality.
Yeah,
it's high quality. It's high class. I don't know.
I just felt like it was good to get all the bad and
clear out the cobwebs.
Yeah. To get the
skeletons out of the closet.
Granted, I didn't realize that until just now that it was probably a good idea to get all this out of the way now, you know.
And I guess it's never been bad. There's never been fights or arguments. I think it's just an unspoken staleness that we just really didn't know what anyone was thinking, or we didn't really have an idea. We just kind of, we're doing the show. This is how we do the show. We didn't have any show prep. We didn't have any show plans. There were no meetings. I mean, we would literally get into a room, the three of us, you know, we would all come at different times, the three of us within 15 minutes before the show have zero plan and then go. And then we had a lot of computer problems.
But see, here's the thing though, all this said, how's that different than where we're at right now? Because the fact is, we're clearing this out and we're talking about this right now, but in the back of my mind, all I'm thinking right now is the four of you that are actually watching this right now. Is this compelling to people? Do people want to hear about this? Do they care about this?
Not so much, and that's why I think it's good to get it out of the way at first.
So episode 248/ Mach 2, episode 1, we get it done, and Mach 14. Next week we come with rapid fire movie reviews, baseball previews,
high quality audio feed.
Well, this is the thing too. I think the main difference to me is, we basically had a great space that we were using.
This is video, I guess.
We had a great space, a nice audio setup. Yeah, we had audio problems, but you know, that was just a matter of fixing things. That was kind of drawing us to show up every week without really having any of. I don't think, like you said, we had the drive to be there. Whereas right now, yeah, maybe we don't have such a wonderful plan going forward.
Well, we just like doing it.
Yeah, we actually showed up and rigged up something. I think it's more important to have showed up and rigged up something because we want to do it than to have had this nice space and these great camera angles with, you know.
I agree with you. And Keith and I definitely had multiple conversations talking about how you miss it and how you need it and how that's there.
I have a year's worth of notes on here. Most of it, you know.
So why are there only two things written down there? I don't understand. That's a year's worth?
Who's going to win the Olympics?
That's true. Oh, did you like the new opening theme?
I loved it.
That was only for this week. By the way, this is something where we are going to pull the curtain back immediately. This is the post-production that I'm planning on doing, that I have such a great idea for the opening theme. It's going to be awesome. Did you like it?
Yes.
Sounded good? What was your favorite part about it?
The big build-up.
Yeah, see? I agree.
The crescendo that just started the show.
Perfect. Perfect. I don't know. Can I say I don't know a few more times that actually add a little less...
You got to bring the bell back for I don't know.
What kind of stuff do you guys have in mind now moving forward for the show?
Whatever you would find most interesting.
There's no one there. You're pointed at the TV on the other side of the room.
I'm trying to trick them into thinking they're going to really want to tune in again.
Awesome. You know,
they're going to call in live to tell us what they want to see from
us. Oh, hold on. You're on Best in Show. Who's this? Yes, I'm talking on Keith's phone to no one. We'll see what happens. We'll see where it goes. The conversations we've had were about format changes.
Yes.
Half hour, 45 minutes a week?
I think a 45-minute show works great.
And again, the not having a live show, I know people love a live show, but I think a show that's not live is probably better than not doing a live show, because I don't know that scheduling-wise anyone's schedule has gotten any easier since we were last on. That's not why we're here now. So, you know,
not me.
Bailing out on a live show every week isn't necessarily, you know...
Well, there are a lot of benefits. One being from the technical standpoint, we don't the quality of the show we can put out, audio and visual wise, will be significantly better if we're not forced to stream it live and degrade the quality.
You are so setting us up for failure by saying that, just putting it out there. No, it's going to be so much nicer.
With that intro music, what do you...
Well, that intro music was only for this week. Next week, it's going to be Keith's composition that he came up with, which is the opener.
It's just a symphony.
Okay, well, oh, sorry, not a composition. It's more like an essay.
I guess the biggest thing we'll miss is the chat room.
Chat room is a bummer to miss out. And we'll see. We'll see where this goes. Maybe we go back to live again. Probably
maybe
not.
Maybe we never do a show again.
Maybe we end this show right now and say your mom's box and we don't come back and it's done. Who knows what's going to happen? By the way, my big problem, and I understand the camera's so far away that no one can tell, I keep looking at the microphone like it's the camera, but the camera's in a totally different section over there.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter. I haven't even looked.
I looked up once.
I was tempted to do the Gary Cohen, where Gary Cohen will ask a question to Keith Hernandez on the SNY broadcast, and then instead of looking at him while they answer, he'll go like this and smile and stare at the camera. It's the most awkward possible thing you could do as a host. So, Chris, how's this last year been for you?
See, but that's good. I like that whole idea. It's like he's engaging. He's going beyond that. What do you call it? That was my. You don't understand how much I have, the germ freak thing comes out of me all the time now. I do that all the time and don't intend to do it. And I say and things like that all the time, thinking about Frank.
I'm just being Popeye.
But see, I don't even remember that guy. I don't remember much about him. I know he likes some sort of vegetable out of a can. I don't recall too much.
Kale, right?
Yes.
That's the new Popeye.
Popeye.
Version 2.0.
Yeah, the Mach 2. Mach 2, it's a new direction. We hope you like our new direction. I don't know.
I got new glasses.
I do too, but I'm not wearing them.
I got contacts too. I just can't get them in my eyes.
Why can't you get them in your eyes?
I keep hitting my eyelashes and they fold and...
You've never put them in once successfully?
Three or four times in the past few months. But I don't always try. I don't need them on a regular basis.
Why do you want to wear a contact?
When I take pictures and play sports.
You look good in glasses. Get goggles.
It's not about looking.
Get the goggles.
They don't fit into a camera viewfinder.
Into a camera viewfinder?
ViewMaster?
Oh, you can't press it up against your eye then?
Yeah.
You don't need that. Oh, maybe you do. Don't cameras now have screens on the back that you just look at?
No.
Okay. He's a professional.
I think the glasses are handsome.
Oh, so do I. I think they look great.
And understand, I'm 39 years young, and I'm only wearing glasses full-time, obviously. Although for those that are just listening, I'm not wearing my glasses right now. That I'm only wearing glasses full-time again for maybe 3 months now. I haven't had a lifetime of wearing glasses.
It's part of your new look.
Yeah, it's glasses, skinny jeans, medium shirts,
big Calvin Klein shirts,
black socks.
I wear. How about this? I was telling Keith about this earlier, Jimmy. The great debate: boxers versus briefs. I swore for 100,000,000 years, boxers only. I am now almost exclusively boxer briefs.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
I'm a big Fruit of the Loom. Nice,
comfortable, no tag.
Calvin Klein and Polo are my favorites. They hug nice.
I have a bunch of Calvin Kleins. They're great.
And I have maybe I should hold off on that. I bought a new grooming product, so I'm gonna feel so much better in my boxer briefs.
You're not gonna try and wax yourself again, are you?
I'm not gonna try and wax myself again. But actually, Dr. Steve actually made a recommendation on Twitter, and he wants people to call into his show. And I'm probably gonna call into a show after I do it. But he recommended a product called Balls Bomb. Balls Bomb. It's apparently some sort of depilatory that's supposed to make you clean. Nice, handsome, no razors. Nice, comes with a nice exfoliating glove. We've been back for almost 20 minutes before I started talking about I want no hair on my balls, please. That's my quality entertainment. Isn't this what you guys wanted?
I think so, actually.
It's what I want. I do all I want is hairless balls. That's all that makes any sort of difference to me. That's what I have to add to this.
We should go 3 hours.
Have we done like a half hour 45 yet?
We're at a half hour now.
We're at a half hour right now. So let's stop it. Let's end it. Let's leave them wanting more. Let's leave the three of them that are there.
So you're gonna chop off the last 17 minutes?
Steve the LARPer and Ken are gonna be there wanting more, and that's about it.
So what can they expect?
Goatweed definitely wants it. I don't know who's going to be paying attention, who's not. We'll see what's happening. The fact that we didn't advertise that we're doing this show and it's just suddenly here probably has something to do with it. That's my way of covering it up in my mind.
Probably. Wait, are you actually complaining that there's no one in the chat room that doesn't exist?
I'm trying to. Yes. I can't believe you guys aren't here, jerks. What do you want to backdate it for?
September?
Is our next show?
No, it was this show.
No, we just finished this in September. Yes. Perfect. Oh, Veal Chop, formerly of Geeks of Rage and The Awful Hour. He'll definitely be listening. I'm actually going to see him tonight. See you guys there. You guys welcome. Big Heroes Talk event tonight.
Should we start planning the Labor Day event 2013 yet?
2014. Let's not go overly aggressive. I say tonight you guys show up at the bar that we're going to be at. It's going to be awesome. We're going to watch a UFC tonight. We've talked about it on Twitter for the two of you that follow me on Twitter. You can figure it out.
Is this show going to
air? This is going to be aired actually after we're out at this bar tonight. It's going to work out really well.
The credits.
Oh, neat. This post-production thing is really pretty cool.
It's really amazing. And that's where we spend the bulk of our time and effort. Is not on the show and our actual talking. It's the computer work that happens, but behind the scenes, before and after.
The bells and the whistles.
Could we make it look like we're underwater and there's a fish going?
Whoa! I don't want to go. Whoa!
You're drowning.
Wait, underwater when I do this? I thought we'd just go with bed. But it's these bells and these whistles that we have that makes a quality product.
We all went back to school and got our degrees in computer technology and all this other stuff.
We have to work out a heating situation here because I shut my heater off for noise. I feel like it's about a degree and a half in here.
Well, put a shirt on.
I'm freezing. What do you mean?
Eat a hamburger or something.
No.
Well, here's a question that I actually am asking. Is this going to be... I know this will be available for download. Is there going to be a regular night this is going to be airing on Hear Us Talk?
Yeah, this night.
whatever time it is right now.
Why wouldn't we? When were we doing last? Thursdays?
Yes.
Want to just pop it up on Thursday? Or we could pop it up today. That's I guess the one of the benefits. I shouldn't say the one, but the one main benefit about not doing it live is just you pop it up when it's done and it's ready, and we'll be consistent.
And you can pop up a commercial for the show prior to it coming off, a little teaser.
A teaser? Maybe we should film a teaser for something like that. Oh, we did that already. That's how people knew to watch it, because they saw the other one. This whole not being live and recording and trying to convince yourself that things happen at different times is totally going to screw with me. I don't know, Thursday nights? Well, as long as we're consistent. We'll do one a week. We'll do one a week. You guys will get one a week. And you'll get to hear us talk over and over again. Every week. The reason we stopped doing the show is because we stopped doing the show. We're sorry. I stopped doing the show. Sorry.
By you guys will get one a week, don't you mean, hey, everyone, please come join us once a week and tune in?
Yeah, you'll get one. Join us here, week in and week out, on Hear Us Talk, the finest radio network that has put out some amazing products over the years, some live ones still with us, some active ones still out there, in addition to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. You got the DJ New Style Show, you got Bug Zapper Radio, and apparently now we have Sandwich Humor that's associated with us. Good exciting stuff that the family is growing, and we got some friends out there. Maybe we'll get Geeks of Rage back at some point. I don't think we will. I think we'll get some version of members of Geeks of Rage with a new product. Our former friend Brian, I think, is going to be involved in a project soon. We'll see what goes.
Maybe we can all chat on ICU too.
No, we don't use that anymore. Pal Talk. Yahoo Chat. We'll see you guys on Yahoo Chat. Thanks so much for that. Anything else we got to say? Or can we end this thing?
I was going to make this whole thing about award-winning, but I'm not going to go into that because I don't know if it's going to happen in the future.
Next show.
Oh, 2001's greatest video chat software of all time.
I'm going to... All right.
The last show of 2012. I hope it was the first show of
2013. So you think. Who knows? Maybe this week we'll do five shows, 3 hours a night in a row. This week.
A marathon.
Except for the fact that we're not even going to get to an hour on the first show. That's perfect. All right, so anything else?
Good night.
Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. We'll see you guys next week. We're proud to be a part of the Heroes Talk Radio Network. I love that Keith has to go shut the button. Yay!